And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour starting now. Michigan State Police say troopers pulled over a semi-truck driver from Texas for speeding, but what they uncovered inside the cab was anything but routine. Authorities report finding a cache of 27 illegal weapons, including multiple loaded handguns and even a 32-inch sword. The driver, identified as 54-year-old Eric Korosik, was also wanted on an outstanding warrant. He was taken into custody without incident. Investigators say the situation didn't end there, though. Troopers also discovered open containers of alcohol in the vehicle. And a deeper inspection revealed the driver had allegedly tampered with his electronic logging records, raising additional safety concerns. As if those weapons weren't enough, that is. Korosik has since been arraigned and is expected back in court on April 10th. What began as a simple speeding stop has now turned into a case involving weapons violations, possible fraud, and impaired driving concerns, highlighting just how quickly routine patrols can take an unexpected turn, and what a great reminder that crime does not pay. And a Minden Township man is facing a series of criminal charges spanning nearly a decade after a recent police pursuit led to his arrest. 48-year-old Freddie Maddox Jr. was arraigned March 18th in St. Louis County on charges connected to three separate cases, one stemming from a March 16th incident, another from 2024, and a third dating all the way back to 2017. He stood mute during his arraignment, with not guilty pleas entered on his behalf. Bond was set at $10,000 for the misdemeanor case and $50,000 for the felony charges, with additional court proceedings scheduled in the coming weeks. Authorities say the most recent incident began the evening of March 16th in Minden City, when deputies attempted to stop a pickup truck. The driver failed to comply, leading officers on a 16-minute chase through multiple townships and to enter a portion of Huron County. I don't think my car would make it 16 minutes. I'd give his vehicle some kudos for going through that. The pursuit ended when the vehicle lost control and rolled into a ditch. Don't blame it. Emergency crews extricated Maddox from the wreckage, and he was treated for minor injuries before being taken into custody. Investigators later confirmed that he had active warrants, including one tied to a previous fleeing and eluding case. That earlier case dates back to February 2024, when police say a driver fled a traffic stop and reached speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour before crashing. The vehicle reportedly went airborne and rolled after striking an embankment and utility structures. Authorities say the driver escaped the wreck and fled on foot into a wooded area, evading officers despite a coordinated search involving multiple agencies and a canine unit. And for reference, that's how you'd catch me. Bring out a doggy, I'd want to pet it. Maddox now faces multiple charges from that incident, including felony fleeing and eluding and resisting law enforcement. In addition to the more recent cases, Maddox is also being prosecuted for an aggravated assault charge tied to a June 2017 incident. A pretrial hearing for that case is set for March 31st, alongside probable cause conferences for the felony charges, and preliminary examinations are scheduled for early April. Authorities say all cases remain active as they move forward through the court system. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.